Throughout history, rare individuals have broken with tradition. Socrates, Einstein, Martin Luther, the great revolutionary Jesus Christ, Freud, the Buddha. They had the courage and insight to see themselves and the world around them in a completely new way. And what they saw changed the world.
Seattle, humankind has not woven the web of life. We are but one thread within it. Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves. All things are bound together. All things connect.
Top and bottom,
black and white,
inside, outside,
matter, antimatter,
beginning and end. They're all connected. Let me show you something.
Okay.
We're going to make a Mobius strip right now. I have before me a piece of paper which I'm going to cut a strip out of. Okay, I have before me a 12-inch strip of paper. I'm now taking a piece of cellophane tape. I'm going to put a single twist in the paper. And now I'm going to attach the two ends together with a piece of cellophane tape. I'm now taking a pen. I'm going to make a line along what some may call the outside of the piece of paper. Starting right where the ends are taped together, I'm going around.
Visual demonstrations in an audio-oriented medium. This is fantastic.
I'm inside of the curl now. And I'm crossing where the two ends come together once again. Going around. Still going around. Still going around. And look at that. As I come around to where the two ends meet, the lines connect. So there is no outside.
It's all inside.
No. Both sides are the same, with just a simple twist. They become the same.
Were they ever really different?
You're listening to Frederick's Mind Thing.
Change your words, change your world. We're frequently hearing about an energy crisis, but we're really not suffering an energy crisis or a shortage of energy. There's plenty of energy. Wind, solar, wood, coal, oil, plenty of other places too.
But we're suffering from... is a shortage of ideas on how to convert energy.
Hear that? That's wood releasing the sun's energy. All the energy we use came from the sun, originally.
It's simply stored in different forms.
The key to solving the energy problem is finding a way to
efficiently
convert it into a usable form.
Currently, petroleum products are the most convenient and efficient and inexpensive methods we have of gaining energy. Petroleum is also a finite resource.
Yeah, well, I always look at it, this is kind of like using your dining room furniture in your fireplace. It's convenient and it's readily available, but it is. Once you burn it, you're not going to be using it as dining room furniture anymore. And when you run out of that, you're still going to have to find another source if you intend on keeping the fire going.
Osama bin Laden is dead. That's good, right?
You people realize that, well, you may never know the true nature of Osama's relationship with the CIA?
And the Bush family? Oh, God, you people. Well, at least now we can start pulling our troops out of Afghanistan. That's at least one good thing.
Saw how quickly that happened after Saddam was toppled in Iraq.
Interestingly, both bin Laden and Hussein had been favored and supported by the U.S. government. Later, to become enemies.
Enemy, up, down.
Who needed to be eliminated.
Outside, alive, or dead.
Sorry. number 16 is over.